Shalom, shalom.
This is Dr. Akiva Gamlil of B'nai Noach Torah Institute and Ruach HaOr Audiovisual Lending Library. Welcome, kids of all ages. Our story is entitled, What is Best? And our story is in the loving memory of Mr. Arnold Student Lippman. May he rest in peace. Well, kids of all ages, have you ever felt frustrated? Have you ever felt put out or a little angry because something interrupted your plans? Oh, I'm going to go and I'm going to buy a pair of shoes, and something happens and you don't get to do it. You're disappointed. Or you're going to get to go and visit a very close relative and something happens. The plane has its flight canceled and you're disappointed. Well, we hear lots of stories about things that interrupt plans. A few years ago, when Dr. Akiva Gamlil was preparing to go to work in the morning, for whatever reason, I teased around slightly with Rebbetzin Naomi Leah as I had the car window rolled down, and just a couple seconds delay. We were just kidding around a little bit, and so then I headed to work, and I stopped at one stop sign, and then I stopped at a second stop sign, and I continued on, and just about 2 seconds ahead of where I would be, or 3 seconds ahead of where I would be, there was this very large semi coming down off the freeway, and its brakes were smoking, and it couldn't stop, and it ran right through the intersection where I could have been if I hadn't have just teased around with Rebbetzin Naomi Leah for 2 or 3 seconds. At that very same place, there was a young man killed a couple years later from the exact same type of thing. And now we have stop signs on all directions of that exit from the freeway. And so we feel like, well, you know, I got to go to work. I'm in a hurry. And something happens, something delays us. Or I've got to go to school. I'm in a hurry. And something happens and something delays us. Remember, not to get upset, not to get angry, it is for the best. So the story that I would like to share with kids of all ages is about Rabbi Akiva. That's who Dr. Akiva Gamlil was named after, the great Rabbi Akiva, who the Talmud quotes over 2,000 times. We say in Ivri, that's Hebrew, call the Avid Rachamanan Letav Avid. And that means whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. And to give an example of this in action, the Gemara cites a story about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was traveling, and he came to a town. And he entered the town, and he knocked on an individual's door, thinking that people would be willing to be hospitable. In Hebrew, we call this ha-kenasat or rechem. This means hospitable. Ha-kenasat or rechem. Hospitable. And so Rabbi Akiva came to the first door and he knocked on it, and the person didn't want to be hospitable, and so they didn't offer him a room. And he evidently knocked on a number of doors and no one seemed interested in giving him a room or providing for him. He requested lodging and there was no interest. No one wanted to be hospitable, hakenasat or rechim. And so Rabbi Akiva, his attitude was, Kol di avid rachamanan latav avid. Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. So we would just say, what is best? The merciful one knows what is best. So Rabbi Akiva, after being denied lodging in this particular city, he goes out into the countryside, and there he slept in the field. And during the night, he had a rooster with him, and he had a donkey with him, and he had a lamp. And some say that it was actually a candle. Now, the lamp he carried with him because he wanted to read words of HaTorah. And so he would light the light, or he would light the candle, and then the wind would blow it out. And he would try to light it again, and the wind would blow it out. And so as he would try to light, the wind would be strong, and the lamp wouldn't stay lit, or the candle wouldn't stay lit. So, what does Rabbi Akiva do? He says, Kol de avid rachamanan latav avid. Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. Well, during the evening, a cat came out of the woods and ate Rabbi Akiva's rooster. Why did Rabbi Akiva have a rooster? Because we say that the rooster performs a mitzvah, that the rooster wakes us up in the morning so we can begin davening. And so davening is saying our prayers in the morning. And so Rabbi Akiva carried this rooster with him, and he would make noise in the morning to awaken Rabbi Akiva. And so the cat came out of the woods and ate Rabbi Akiva's rooster. And what do you think Rabbi Akiva did? Did he get angry? No. Did he try to hurt the cat? No. What Rabbi Akiva said was, Kol de'avid rachamanan latav avid. Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. During the night, a ferocious lion came out of the woods and killed Rabbi Akiva's donkey. And you could only imagine how terrifying that must have been to have this lion come out and attack your donkey. And he killed the donkey. Was Rabbi Akiva angry? No. Why wasn't Rabbi Akiva angry? Because he understood. Kol de'avid rachamanan latav avid. Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. So, in the morning, when Rabbi Akiva woke up and he began traveling, and you know, it is a little bit sad when one loses their rooster, and it is a little bit sad when one loses their donkey that they ride on. It makes it more difficult to travel. And of course, one might not wake up on the time they want to say prayers. And when one's lamp keeps going out and they can't read HaTorah, it could be a little bit sad. But remember, again, Rabbi Akiva said, Kol de'avid rachamanan latav avid. Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. So Rabbi Akiva returned to that certain city that he had just visited the day before, who no one would give any hospitality to him. And he noticed that doors were ripped off their hinges and things were scattered down the street. And he realized that during that very night, an army came and captured the city. And so he said, Baruch Hashem, he was so thankful, because he understood why his light couldn't be lit. Because if he had a light and he could study Torah, the soldiers could have found him and he might have been captured himself. And he understood why the rooster was killed. Because if the rooster made noise, the soldiers would have heard the rooster and would have captured him, God forbid. And if the donkey began braying, hee-haw, hee-haw. And I don't do it very good, do I? Maybe the kids of all ages could try the hee-haw. But if the donkey began braying, the soldiers would have heard it and would have come and captured Rabbi Akiva. And of course, if the people of the town had have been hospitable, if they had have been hakinasat or rechim, if they had have been hospitable, then Rabbi Akiva would have been captured with them. And so, dear ones, kids of all ages, when things don't always go the way that we think they should go, and when things don't happen that we want to happen, we need to remember, Kol de'avid rachamanan latav avid. Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. I know we can feel frustration. I know we can feel angry. I know we can feel disappointed because things that we wanted to do didn't happen. Places we wanted to go, we couldn't. People we wanted to visit, we couldn't, etc., etc. Just please remember, Kol de'avid rachamanan latav avid. Whatever the merciful one does, he does for the best. Thank you for joining with me. May Hashem bless every kid of any age who observes joyfully and lovingly and happily the mitzvot of HaTorah. Shalom. Shalom.